Hey everyone, thanks for joining us yet again for another episode of the Silver Screen Scoundrels, where we talk about everybody's favorite pastime, the movies. We are your hosts. I'm Colonel Bob.
And I am Ian. I don't know why I waved. Some of you can't see that. But yeah, it's just Bob and I tonight. We have no special guest. There's no Derek, the way God intended.
Even though Derek did watch it, he just missed the ending. I still think he could have been on here because he didn't talk about the majority.
Didn't he say he only missed the last 20 minutes?
Yeah. I don't even know if it was 20.
Ten of those were closing credits, probably.
Yeah. So.
I don't know. I didn't ask what part he left off at, so I don't know. But yeah, he probably could have. He just doesn't love us. He chose not to. And that's okay. We did switch nights on him. It was supposed to be Tuesday, but because of me, we had to change to Monday. However, we are here. It is the Colonel and I, and we are talking about Barbie, the movie. We're a little late. We're a little late on this. We've had things going on. There's been new things coming out. Excuse me, I have a little bit of allergy and sinus issues going on, so I'll be sniffling and drinking a lot because my mouth is itchy and my nose is doing this weird, like, bewitched thing.
I didn't like
that. You didn't like that movie. Oh, Bewitched? Mm-hmm. Forgot it was a movie. So, with that being said, we'll dive into Barbie. Now, like I said, been a while since I've seen it. Bob has watched it recently. Bob's more fresh, more hip to the Barbie scene. I know that it did really well at the box office.
It's continuing to do well.
I know it's been killing like new movies. Like, you know, it killed Blue Beetle in its opening night. So with that being said, I will say that, again, Bob and I didn't watch this together. I went out of town to watch this in a bigger theater. It was sold out. I think it was sold out. It was packed for certain. And I had a good time. I laughed. I cried. Well, I cried before I got there, but I laughed a lot during the movie. I had a good time. It was more heartfelt than I had intended. What were your initial thoughts?
I didn't think I would like it at all. Mm-hmm. Not at all. But I wanted to see what all the hubbub was about because it's, you know, everyone's been loving it. And I was thoroughly enjoyed. I enjoyed it thoroughly through the entire movie. If I had any qualms, I would think it was probably about 10 minutes too long. I thought there was a few scenes that drug out a little bit, but other than that, I think Margot Robbie was perfect, and I think Ryan Gosling stole every scene that he was in. And mm-hmm. That would be my biggest gripe, is that I didn't get to see more of him.
I remember when you used to look at me the way Ryan Gosling's looking at mm-hmm. Margot in that background.
I still do. Whenever you're in front of me,
that's how I look. Because I'm too busy smiling at whoever else is standing over there.
Yeah.
Derek. I'm looking at Derek.
Yeah.
I agree with everything you just said, though, about him stealing the movie. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But I thought it was a gorgeous movie. I thought the production design was amazing. I thought the direction was great. And I thought the acting was really good.
What about the story? Were you surprised?
I was surprised with the story. In the Mattel building, I thought that was a little too silly. I thought the real life people was acting more toy and cartoony than the toys were acting. So I thought that was a little too much. But other than that, I enjoyed everything. I loved Kate McKinnon. I thought Kate McKinnon stole every scene she was in. I thought she was perfect as the played too hard with Barbie. And I love how all of them had a different thing, too. I thought that was really neat. I thought it was a clever, well-thought-out movie.
Agreed. A lot more heartfelt and touching than I had intended, or that I had intended. I didn't direct or write this movie. That I am a lot more heartfelt. Let me try that again. A lot more heartfelt than I had thought it was going to be. I didn't think it was going to be as deep as it was and have that deep meaning to it, have a few different meanings to it, with A, of course, being, you know, why Barbie was invented and why there's so many different Barbies to show that, you know, women can have all these careers and to give young girls like something to look forward to when they grow up. And have all these different occupations and all that, which I thought it was cool. They went in the explanation of all that, showing exactly how hard it is to be a man in a woman's world. Ugh, yeah. Get me started.
If we don't get that gal that we are in love with, they don't pay attention to us, then we just get evil and try to take over the world.
That's right. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
It's like, I thought I'd stay the night with you tonight and do what? I have no idea. But yeah, Ryan Gosling, sublime. Everything he did was spot on.
He was so great. I loved it when he was trying to get a job in the real world, and he goes to the beach, and the guy says, "Are you trying to be a lifeguard?" No, just beach. I beach.
Well, that on top of just her going up to that group of guys, because they were heckling her, and she's just like, "I don't have a vagina, and he don't have a penis." Yeah. We've got no genitalia. He comes up, he's like, "I got all the genitalia." Yeah. So yeah, they were both great.
They were. I thought it was well done. Very well done. The narrator, you know, I want to say that I laughed the hardest when Ryan Gosling was on screen. But what got me the most was it was just Margot Robbie, and I forget who she was talking to. She might have been talking to that America Ferrera character or Kate McKinnon. I can't remember who she was talking to, but she was crying, and they was asking her what was wrong, and she says, "I'm not pretty enough. I'm not cute enough." And then it paused, and then it says, "Note to the filmmakers: don't cast Margot Robbie when you want to make this point." I fell to the damn floor.
The theater that I was in erupted with laughter at that point. They were laughing throughout, but that part really got everybody.
Mm-hmm. That was such a great moment. And then your favorite moment isn't even a saying.
It's not even a speaking moment. For those of you listening, you're not gonna see the gesture, but for those of you watching on YouTube, Ryan Gosling is in the real world observing how men act and how they act toward women. And there's a group of guys talking, and a woman comes up, and a guy just simply puts up his face, like, "Hold on a second, the men are talking," type thing. And Ryan Gosling, Ken in the movie, Ken sees this, and when he does this funny thing where he's like,
"Yeah,"
and it's just like that thing right there, and he just shook his head like, "No." And he started to get that idea that men kind of rule the world here. And I just thought that was that one subtle scene of him not speaking and doing that has stuck with me since the moment I've watched this movie. And I laugh every time I think about it. Now, another important thing here to note is that Spider. Another important thing to note here is, for me, the soundtrack. I've been listening to the soundtrack a lot.
Yeah, it was good. The music was good.
I really enjoy it. There's an extended version of the soundtrack that has Ryan Gosling singing Matchbox 20's "Push." That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Where they're all sitting around the campfire playing the...
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd strongly suggest if you haven't listened to the soundtrack, go listen to that, because it's freaking hilarious. But yeah, like I said, the heartfelt moments and everything, and
yeah, let us know what you guys thought. I think it's definitely worth a watch. I think it deserves all the praise. I really do. I think it's going to keep making money and I think it'll make even more when it comes out on Blu-ray.
Yeah, you think so? You think a lot of people are going to buy this? You think it'll go straight to streaming when it comes out, or?
Well, it'll do both, and yeah, it'll break streaming records and all that jazz. Not like The Flash, who just became streaming, and even in streaming, it's bombing.
Oh God!
It's like the worst streamed movie since something. I forget what article I read. What it said it was. But it's even worse at.
Damn.
Yeah.
Poor Michael Keaton. He deserved better.
He did. Not his fault. It wasn't his
fault. No, but still, he deserved better. Deserved to be in the universe, damn it.
He does. What? You want to do the ratings?
We can do ratings, yeah. You can kick it off.
Okay. My rating is going to be a 7.
7? Okay.
7, yep. Solid 7.
I was going to go 7.5, so.
Nice.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, so it's definitely worth watching.
Agreed. Agreed. 7, 7.5. Very solid. Can't wait to hear what Derek thinks of it when he watches that last 20 minutes.
Yeah. Want to know what he would give it.
I think he'd give it at least a 7.
I think he's going to give it a
He didn't. 9. You think a 9?
Oh, I don't know. I was just playing.
I didn't get a chance to, like, I talked to him a little bit about it yesterday, and he just told me that he didn't get to finish it. And I never asked him, like, if he liked it. If I did, I don't remember his reaction because I was on a walk when we were talking about it. But with that being said, we'll get Derek's rating. He'll probably put that on Twitter or something like that, or, you know, whatever Derek does on this show.
Yeah. So till next time, thank you guys for watching. Be sure to like and subscribe and buy some of our merch.
That sporty hat that Bob's wearing there. Buy that hat right off his head.
Yeah. Oh, I would sell it.
I'm for a pretty penny, right?
Yeah.
Authentic. It's been worn. You have to sign it and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that would be cool if I could actually sell a hat that I signed.
I'll buy it off of you.
Yeah.
Well, that has been our review, our very short and sweet to the point review of Barbie the movie. As always, for the glue, Bob, I have been Ian, and we're the Silver Screen Scoundrels, and as always, so long and good night.
Bye, everybody.